Welcome to Generations with Kevin Swanson, looking at life through the eyes of a biblical worldview. He grapples with the issues of education, culture, and family. He doesn't have all the answers, but one thing is for sure. He is committed to preserving our faith and freedom for the next generation. And now, here's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
This is Generations, my friends. Kevin Swanson here with you, Executive Director for Christian Home Educators, also a pastor. The reason I'm here, I'm a father of five, raising my children out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. My oldest is 15. But parents, you know, you ever ask the question where your children are going to be at 18 years of age or 20 years of age, 22 years of age? It's June, and it's time right now for young folks to be graduating from high school. A lot of them are getting on with life. But here's the question, where are they going to go in life? Are they aimless? Are they purposeless? Are they directionless in life? Are our children ready for life by the time they graduate from high school? Maybe they pulled a 1500 on the SAT and won a spelling bee or two, but here's the real question. Do they really know how to honor their parents? Are they going to really work hard for a good 10-hour day? Are they able to do this kind of stuff? Are they immature, self-centered, arrogant in the few abilities they have? What's their biggest concern in life? Appearing cool before a select group of peers? Or, you know, what is... Where are children going to be when they're 18, 19, 20 years of age? Are they really ready to make a good living and establish a good business and head up a family and raise children? Engage in sanctifying, edifying conversation in the church? You know, sort of engage the one another's, engage their gifts in the church of Christ? Do they have a vision for the kingdom of God? Do they have a desire to serve others? Where will our children be at 18, 19, 20 years of age? Or at 30 years of age, are they still wandering around California trying to find themselves after going through six colleges and 12 majors? Or are they going to be 38 years old and still an adolescent, still not quite married, not quite establishing a household, not really establishing any direction in life? Folks, there's a reason why the nuclear family now makes up a minority of American households. You know that happened last year in 2006 for the first time in history. Yeah, the nuclear household, mom, dad, kids, now make up just a little less than half of American households. There's a reason for that. 20-year-old young men are not prepared for a vision for family and for the kingdom of God. Neither are young women. You know, they don't see that family is God's tool to make an impact in life. They don't have any direction. They don't have a sense of calling. What we want is to raise our young people with a vision, my friends, a directed, deliberate purpose in life. They know who they are, and they know where they're going. That's what I want when my sons and daughters are 18, 19, 20 years of age. Now, on July 7th, Greg Harris, our good friend from out in Gresham, Oregon, and Brett and Alex Harris, the Do Hard Things boys that we've had on this program a time or two, they're going to be out here in Colorado as part of the Revolution Tour, rebelling against teenage rebellion and low expectations. These guys refuse to be defined by an ungodly, rebellious culture. And in just a moment, we're going to talk with Brett and Alex on the phone lines concerning this conference. We'll be back in just a moment, my friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, Generations with Kevin Swanson and Christian Home Educators of Colorado present the 2007 Family Conference. Join thousands of parents and teens at this family conference featuring hundreds of workshops on homeschooling in the family. And for the very first time, the 2007 conference will host an unprecedented lineup of the nation's best worldview speakers for an all-day worldview super conference, including Dr. David Noble from Summit Ministries and Kevin Swanson with Generations Radio. Equip your family on the defining worldview issue of our day with the renowned Australian creationist Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis. Conference 2007 is coming up in Denver on June 14th through the 16th. For more information, go to chec.org or call 1-877-842-CHECK today. Make a lasting investment in your family's relationships, worldview, and educational vision. Register for the Conference 2007 now at chec.org. Alternate beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the 2007 Christian Family Conference.
And And welcome back to Generations. My friends, Kevin Swanson here, Mike Side with you today. And also Alex and Brett Harris are on the line with me, part of the Revolution Tour. Rebelling against all low expectations, the ungodly rebellious culture about us. They're all part of the Revolution.com on the web. Alex and Brett, welcome back to our program. It's great to have you guys. You know, you have got this Revolution Tour kicked off. You're coming to Denver and a number of other cities across America. Talk to us a little bit about the tour itself. What's the goal for the tour?
Well, the goal is just to really bring this message that has just exploded onto the World Wide Web, bring it to people where they live. We're doing four regional conferences this year, one in Sacramento, one in Denver, one in Dallas, and one in Indianapolis. And really the goal is to respond to the request that we were getting from people to bring this idea of rebelling against low expectations, this mindset of do hard things, to teens, Christian teens, and their parents, and to bring it almost in such a way that it's like having the Harris family, Greg Harris, Alex Harris, and Brett Harris, come into your home, so in this case it will be a church facility or a Christian university campus, and say, here's what we're passionate about. Here's our message to our generation. Here's the books that we like to read that challenge us. And it's really just an interaction, an opportunity for young people and their parents to interact with other young people and their parents who have similar values, who are trying to rebel against low expectations or ungodly culture, and also as a place where they can bring their friends who need to be introduced to these ideas for the first time.
What motivated you guys to engage on this tour? Are you looking at the young people out there and saying, man, these guys could use some vision? Does this include kids from home schools, public schools, private schools? Are you looking at young men and women from across the country, from all walks of life here?
Absolutely, and that's really been the audience through our website, therevolution.com. We started that back in August of 2005. It was originally just primarily a homeschool audience, just because Alex and I were homeschooled. That was a lot of our friends throughout the country, and it really quickly became more than that, reaching out to public school, private school, and even college-age students who really were recognizing that there was more to them and just much more than what our culture expects. There's just a biblical and historical standard that young people are called to.
What are they catching from the messages, guys? Are they beginning to gain more of a vision? Are you seeing people motivated to make an impact? What's going on in the lives of these people?
Yeah, well, there have been some incredible stories that have come out of this message, reaching and touching people's hearts. We had a young man who emailed us, and he had read or heard this message of do hard things. He realized that he was just coasting and that he was working a job, but that it wasn't where God wanted him to be. It's not what God wanted him to be doing. And so he changed direction. And he said he was going to go to law school, and his goal was to become an attorney who could champion for pro-life organizations. And so that's an example of a young person from this message saying, you know what, there is more. I can be doing more. I'm not applying myself in the way I should. I don't have the vision that God wants me to have. And then catching a vision for a greater future for the glory of God.
You talk about rebelling against low expectations in the culture. What do you mean by that? Are you thinking just people who aren't pushing themselves to the limits or to the calling that God has for them? Slothfulness, the 95% fornication problem after the 37% of children born without fathers, or the life of skateboarding and the Xbox crowd? I mean, who are you talking to here?
You know what? It applies across the board, those things you mentioned, but even, and I think this is especially the case among the homeschool community, oftentimes, the low expectations of our culture and our world, they get at us one of two ways. Either they just barrage us with the lies that that mass media is so fond of throwing in our faces, or they go at us another way, and I think this is the way of choice among the homeschool community, and that is to make us complacent. Because we look at the average and, hey, we're above average. And if we're above average, we must be doing things right. But that's not necessarily the case, because when the average is mediocre, being above average is just being maybe exceptionally mediocre, but it's still not comparing yourself to the right standard, which is what God has called young people to. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set the believers an example in speech, in life, in love, in faith, in purity." And that's the standard that young people are called to strive after and to devote themselves to. And that's something far beyond the low expectations or the complacency that those low expectations also bring in our society today.
Yeah, I think about the passages, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. And are you saying that people just really aren't putting much into it because they're not really seeing the vision for the kingdom of God?
I think it really does boil down to not having that vision, because it's when we have a vision, you think of Christ who endured the cross for the joy set before him. And that's really an example for us. We have such a short-term vision in our culture, especially as young people. And it's when we get a goal outside of our temporal pleasure and our temporal fun, and we have a vision and a purpose that goes beyond that, that's long-term and even eternal in perspective, that's when we can do hard things and we can endure the temporary discomfort of effort, because we have a goal. And that's really, I think you really nailed it when you say that it boils down to not having the right vision.
Folks, talking to Alex and Brett Harris from TheRevolution.com, they have a conference scheduled for Denver on July 7th, and we want to encourage you to attend that. Greg Harris, their father, will be there as well. Guys, one of the presentations is the myth of adolescence. Why don't you define that myth for our audience?
Yeah, the myth of adolescence, that session is going to cover both the myth of adolescence and what we call the power of expectation. And the myth of adolescence is the lie of the modern social category of age, which is called adolescence. Our society has come up with this just over the last 100 years. If you look back over history, you won't find it. It's a new category to the 20th and 21st century, and it's crippling and it's restraining and it's undermining generations of young people who could be accomplishing so much more right now as young people. It's part of the lie that says that the teen years are a vacation from responsibility. It's part of the lie that says that this is a time to goof off and have fun before you settle down and become an adult and have to take on responsibility. And the myth of adolescence, the busting of the myth of adolescence, is saying, no, these years were designed by God to be the launching pad of your life. Use them to prepare yourself for a lifetime of service to God. And you know what? You can be responsible and you can be mature right now. Those are muscles you exercise, not gifts you're given when you turn 21 or 26 or 32.
Now, what about college? How can we maintain a vision through college without giving way to this goof-off party spirit that seems to continue to mark that adolescent stage for a lot of folks?
Well, I think it really comes down to, again, how you approach it. It's just like technology. We can approach technology as a toy, or we can approach it as a tool. And I think the same thing is true with college. I think college can be an incredible time of growth and learning, but if it's approached as a time to party and goof off, as opposed to a season of focused study, then you're going to see the problems that you see on campuses around the country. And so for Alex and I, we plan to attend college together, and we are approaching it as a tool. The college is there to equip us, and we're going to make it equip us by the way we apply ourselves, and we're going to have other people, including our parents, including other friends and each other, there together challenging ourselves to take it seriously. And I think there's great potential for growth through a college experience if you can go into it with a purpose and a vision for why you're doing it, besides just, hey, let's extend high school and this whole mentality of goofing off and having fun for four more years.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, is you've got to develop the vision and develop the calling for God has on your life. Throw in a little more mentorship and some projects along the way, and you've probably maintained a good vision there that will coalesce into something as the years go by. But as we talk about vision and leadership for young people, guys, what about the ability to lead families? We've got a huge problem right now where you've got a lot of young people, they're not ready to lead a family at 30 or 35 or 38. And now the nuclear family makes up only a minority of American households, because nobody's getting married. Nobody's able to be fathers, mothers, husbands, and wives. What can you do at 18, 19, 20 years of age to prepare for leadership at the basic level, at the family level, guys?
Right. Well, what we're seeing is the effect of the myth of adolescence. It doesn't have its effects only on the teen years. Because the teen years are the launching pad of life, whether you prepare well or prepare poorly, you are preparing for your future life. And they've come up with a new category, yet another category of age, which is extended adolescence or adolescence. And they talk about kidults, which are basically adult bodies with teenage, adolescent, maturity levels, responsibility levels, and behavior. And that's what we're seeing. That's why we're seeing young people growing into old people and still not ready to take the responsibility of leading a family. That basic core part of our society is being undermined when young people are not preparing for that.
Let's talk for just a moment about Alex and Brett themselves. You guys, you have a vision for life. Why don't you give us a little idea? What does God lay on your heart for your life?
You know what? We don't have a lot of particulars, but we do know that we serve a great God and that He is sovereign, and we're excited about what He may have in store for us. Right now, we are seeking just to be faithful in this season of our life, which is the season of preparation, and the things that we're doing we see as preparing us for even hopefully greater things in the past for the glory of God and for the growth of His kingdom. And what exactly those may be, we're not sure. We do know that we'll continue to write, we'll continue to speak, and we hope to be able to continue to speak into the lives of our generation as they move up with us through the different seasons of life. And if by God's grace we can continue to lead and to lead the charge, so to speak, in that, we would be thrilled, and we hope that's what's in store.
Do you see yourself as fathers or as leaders in the church in years to come?
Our father has always taught the seasons of life. It's one of his messages that's really impacted a lot of people, and it's definitely impacted us growing up in his household. And Alex alluded to earlier the idea that we're right now in the season of the student, the season of preparation and study, and we see ourselves moving into future seasons, including the season of a householder with business and family. There's a season of leadership in the local church, and there's a season even of possible leadership in a civic and political arena. And we don't say, well, our goal in life is to be husband and father, or our goal in life is to have leadership in the local church, or our goal in life is to be involved in politics. But we see that as a progression of being faithful in each season, preparing you for the next season, preparing you to have the qualifications and the reputation to take leadership in new ways. And so, yes, we're hoping to do all of that throughout the seasons of our lives as we continue to endeavor by God's grace to be faithful where we are with the responsibilities of the season we're in, and just continue to do hard things and grow the strength needed to keep progressing.
Amen. Now, you guys talk about reversing a rebellious culture and rebelling against a rebellious culture, and obviously most rebellious cultures are rebelling against their own fathers and mothers. And one of the things I appreciate about you guys, every time we talk to you, you talk about your father, and you honor your father's vision, and I think that's really significant and important to your success. I think there was a commandment that said something like, honor your mother and father, that you will things will go well with you in your life. And that's pretty critical. How do you encourage other young people to honor their fathers and mothers and their vision? Or maybe even in a situation where a kid may be going way further in terms of vision than their fathers and mothers, how do you encourage them to still honor their mothers and fathers' vision?
Well, one of the stories that we love is the story, I believe it was of John Calvin. No, it was Calvin. And he had wanted to be, he wanted to go into the ministry, and his father wanted him to be a lawyer. And so he honored his father, he obeyed his father, and he studied law. And once his father passed away, he still felt that God was calling him to ministry, and he went into ministry. And yet it was that legal study that he had done, that legal training that he had, that allowed him to, in Geneva, play such a critical role in the government of that city. And it was because he had honored his father, and God had used that as the very means of preparing him for what God was going to have him do in the future. And so we have had situations where friends or young people through our website have come to us and said, my parents are not on board with what I feel God is calling me to do. Is God's calling on my life at conflict with my parents here? And it wasn't that they were commanding them to do something that was clearly breaking God's law. A lot of times it was a matter of just trusting God enough to obey him and the commandment to honor and obey their parents. And it's so many times what ends up happening is they say, you know what, God was in that very thing. And when they can look at their parents and what their parents are saying and honor them, not by just saying, well, they must be right because they're my parents, but honoring them because by taking their opinion with very great weight and really attempting not to dismiss or despise the counsel of their parents, but to understand it and see where their parents are coming from and recognizing the wisdom and the life experience behind that counsel, and then just trusting God to be sovereign and trusting God to use that circumstance to prepare them for even greater things than they may have planned themselves.
Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, Brett and Alex Harris, and they've got a vision for life and really want to stir on young folks today to have a direction, to take a confident direction in life based on the vision that God gives them. And we pray that God will bring that to the young folks out there. And hopefully this conference will yield some good fruit, my friends. I encourage you to attend the conference July 7th. If you got any young folks in your home, bring them down to the conference on July 7th in Denver. And there are other conferences also in Dallas, in Indianapolis and Sacramento. And check out more information at therevolution.com. Can they register there, guys?
Yeah, they can register online through our website.
Okay, just go to therevolution.com on the web and register for the July 7th conference here in Denver. Thanks, guys, for joining us today on Generations.
Thank you so much, sir. It's always a pleasure.
And again, folks, for more information on that Revolution Tour, it's therevolution.com on the web. therevolution.com. That's therevolution.com. And ladies and gentlemen, you can interact with our program by emailing me at host@kevinswanson.com, and you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down some vision for the next generation.
You have been listening to Generations with Kevin Swanson, where we take a look at life through a biblical worldview and a generational focus. If you've been challenged by this program, you need to get a copy of Kevin Swanson's new book, Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. Get an upgrade at kevinswanson.com. This book addresses many of the issues close to the heart of this program: the power of relationships, the preeminence of character and faith, and the importance of getting the right worldview in education. Get your copy of Upgrade today on the web at www.kevinswanson.com or call 877-842-CHECK.